Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. And in this segment, I got some things to talk about, some interesting things to talk about. Jamie Foxx will possibly be cast as the new Spawn. Whoa. Calm down, guys. Calm down. Calm down, Hollywood. Calm down, casting agents. Relax, guys. Calm down. Let's not jump the gun here and get too crazy. Now, unless if you're a Martian or have lived your life entirely under a rock, you don't know who the Spawn character is. The Spawn character is a popular comic character, a badass character by Todd McFarlane. In short, it's a mercenary that gets double-crossed and killed, and he makes a deal with... not the devil, but similar to the devil, demons, whatever you want to call it. Let's just say the devil for practical purposes. Makes a deal with the devil to come back and basically get vengeance or revenge. So he comes back visibly scarred and disfigured and with hell powers pretty much. He's got a energy power similar to like Hellfire. He's got a chain that he controls. A badass cape that he also controls that does cool shit. Protects him. He flies with it. He can kind of cloak with it. Extreme durability. His skills from being a mercenary. Spawn's just badass. There was a movie that came out in 1997. IMDb gave it a 5.2 out of 10, not so great. Metacritic gave it a 34%. Rotten Tomatoes gave it an abysmal 18%. Ouch. The movie starred Michael Jai White, martial arts action star in the title role, the main role as a Spawn. John Leguizamo was in it. He played Violator, pretty badass demon. Martin Sheen is in it. Pretty decent cast. I indeed have seen Spawn multiple times. I haven't seen it in years. The original Spawn movie, I would not say it was good. That's kind of a stretch. It had its moments. It was what it was. It's entertaining, especially if you're a comic dork, if you enjoy superheroes and comics in general. But it was, you know, it suffered from kind of cheesy effects. A lot of that has to do with the time, you know, the special effects weren't what they are now back in 1997. And overall, the movie was just like, you know, it was a little bit cheesy overall, but I enjoyed it for what it was. You know what I mean? It's like a cult classic and, it is what it is. Fast forward to 2018, here we are, and there's serious rumblings of Jamie Foxx possibly playing Al Simmons, the mercenary, aka Spawn. Now, I just want to make some things clear. I'm not a Jamie Foxx hater by any means. I'm not a Jamie Foxx hater. I do think that Jamie Foxx is a little bit overrated. He did amazing in Ray, and I do believe he earned that Academy Award. If I'm not mistaken, he won an Academy Award for that movie. His performance was pretty damn good, pretty amazing. I loved Jamie Foxx in Collateral. I loved that movie in general. A lot of that has to do with Tom Cruise as well. That movie's just fucking great. Collateral, definitely recommend it. Love Jamie Foxx in Django Unchained. Fucking classic, great movie. So no, by no means am I a Jamie Foxx hater. Do I think he's overrated again? Abso-fucking-lutely. Do I think he's right for the Spawn role? He's not terrible. He's not terrible. I wouldn't go that far, but I definitely wouldn't. He wouldn't be my pick. Let's just say that. Like, I'm not happy with that. I just don't think that Jamie Foxx has that kind of presence to play Al Simmons Spawn. Now you ask me, who would I get to play Al Simmons, aka Spawn, if it's not Jamie Foxx? And there's one person that comes to mind that, in my opinion, would probably be fucking amazing for the role and damn near perfect, And some of you guys may agree, some of you guys may disagree. But, drum rolls, I'm going to say that Idris Elba would play a fucking sick Spawn. Idris Elba has the height. He's got the look. He's kind of got that vibe and personality, like a more serious vibe to him, a more serious presence, a very like powerful presence. And I can just definitely see him just owning that role big time. Even the voice is there for that. So Idris Elba would probably be my first pick. When I read that Jamie Foxx was possibly a great chance going to be picked as the new Spawn, my initial reaction is just like, no, like I'm not feeling it at all. Do I think he can pull it off? He can pull it off on a basic level. I mean, he can definitely do a movie where he plays Spawn. Does that mean that it's going to be good casting or the movie is going to be good? No. I just don't fucking see it. I don't. Some of you guys probably think I'm crazy. You're probably like, yeah, like he's perfect for it. I disagree. I really do. Hey, if he's cast as Spawn, maybe he'll prove me wrong. Maybe he'll be just fucking epic and amazing. I hope he is, because Spawn is a badass character. He's like a Ghost Rider in a way, with a cape and green powers. Yeah, like a cross between Ghost Rider and Spider-Man. Nah, just kidding. That's kind of oversimplifying Spawn. But in a way, he is when you really look at him. But yeah, I like the Spawn character. Back in the day when I was a comic collector, I used to have the Spawn number one comics, multiple copies. I wish I still fucking had them. They got stolen from me. Super, super, super bummed about that. I also had Deathlok number one. I had multiple number one comics from my favorite characters. And, you know, it sucks. But that's what happens when there are crackheads in the world. Anyway, moving on from that, I digress. Back to the Spawn topic, the Spawn reboot. I'm not even going to keep on ranting on it and sound redundant. I'm just going to wrap it up and once again state that I'm not cool with Jamie Foxx playing Spawn. I think he can pull it off, but I don't think it's going to be great. But let's see. I hope it is, because Spawn is fucking badass and I want to see a great Spawn movie. Idris Elba would have been my first pick. I can't really think of anybody else that can pull off Spawn. I know a lot of people are going to go for the new kid on the block. And they're going to say, Michael B. Jordan. You know what? Michael B. Jordan can probably do it. He has the build. I mean, because he bulked the fuck up for Black Panther. He has the acting chops, but he's still kind of got a baby face. You know what I mean? I don't think he's old enough to play Al Simmons. I saw something funny online, like people were actually saying, Denzel, get Denzel to play Spawn. Love Denzel to death. He's one of the greatest actors of all time. But Denzel's kind of old to play Spawn. And it's not even that his age, like he's old in age. He like looks old now. He looks a little weathered, you know. Denzel's looking kind of beat. The man is like 60 years old. He might even be a little bit older than 60. So like, nah, I don't really see Denzel. Plus, you probably want sequels. You know what I mean? Do you want Spawn in a wheelchair? Do you want Spawn in male diapers? Do you want Spawn using Fixit? No, I don't think so. So relax with Denzel, okay? Just kidding. I can't mess with Uncle Denzel. Uncle Denzel is my boy. I love Denzel Washington to death. Just a legendary, amazing fucking actor. But I just know he can't do Spawn. Equalizer, yes. I'm like so amped for Equalizer 2. Can't wait to see that one. But Jamie Foxx, nah. Two thumbs down from me. I hope he proves me wrong. I really do. And I will keep it real. Get on here and say, I was fucking wrong. Jamie Foxx killed it as Spawn. I really, really hope that happens. But I'm about to start this online petition and get Idris Elba as Spawn. Who's signing it? Who's e-signing it? Anyway, guys, that's going to wrap up this episode. I think I ranted enough. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoy the content, please click like. If you're on YouTube, subscribe. We're on iTunes. You can follow us on social media, Twitter, Facebook, all that jazz. The email is realfiends@gmail.com for requests, feedback, comments, whatever. Love it. Please feel free to do that. And I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Until then, take care.